The Southern truth. I will, says VP Kamala Harris. By Gloria Zervin, editor-in-chief. Listening to the VP Kamala Harris last night on C-SPAN, I must say, she doesn't impress me all that much. She said what she will do. My question to the VP is, why are your statements, I will, especially since you have been there since 2020? Wow. I am confused. Please help me to understand why you are talking about I will. I am, as I write this, reminded of Janet Jackson's song, What Have You Done For Me Lately? VP Harris, when you have been there and done that, that is, that you have had all the time since 2020 with your majority, Pelosi, and all of the progressive and political friends in the House, Hollywood, and other high places, which include Obama and his wife, Michelle, who have been intricately in the background, and you are talking about, I will? We can ill afford to simply let you get away with simply saying, I will, without mentioning the influx of others against the majority of Americans' will. Democracy is at stake. If this is our VP wannabe president's take, if this is her take, then I must say, I believe this whole game is nothing but fake. And to vote for a person who has been in the seat for nearly 4 years and people all over major cities are dying literally in the streets, human trafficking is on the rise, with teenage girls being taken for unwanted rides. What about the impossibilities for the first-time home buyers and insurance companies fleeing the scenes of major municipalities without any real accountability? And you say, when I get elected, I will. This despicable and disgusting manipulative mind show, I pray to God that the people will wake up and come to know that this is not the way the United States of America must flow. Something fishy is really going on, and this is deeper than some emotional ignoramus who will not give interviews, not even to the press, nor talk to you and me. $90 million she is alleged to be spending in the battleground states for advertising. Just the other day, FirstPost.com said, since becoming the Democratic presidential candidate, Kamala Harris has outspent Donald Trump by spending 10 times more on digital advertising compared to that of Trump's. I say, unless the Los Angeles Sentinel got her attention, the black press is left looking dumb and pitiful, putting allegiance behind someone who doesn't even have them on her mind. And Lord knows that the Southern Truth, which is paid news, not fake news, but none of those dollars, to my knowledge, have been spent with black media companies. And Lord knows this, I say, is really a mess. But because I am black and I am supposed to go along, even though this woman has done my people so wrong. Black men, women, and children have been abused, and it was under her rule. Truancy enforcement became her claim to fame when she was taking children from black mothers and fathers and locking them away from their children, breaking up families and with unqualified impunity. This is diabolical. This is a diabolical act that breaks hearts, souls, and families too, causing many the loss of dignity. This is a shame to me, and it should be to you. Why have so many black people seemed to have lost their way, even though they have all this high-priced education? Instead, it seems that we are digressing instead of excelling and progressing. In conclusion, I must say, I stand with Joshua, the mighty man of God, who had good success because he did not bow the knee and conform to be like all the rest. No. Joshua was a man who believed in God's plan, and his words were so profound when he finally laid them down. He said, now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the river and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seems evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of the Amorites and the whole in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. The Southern Truth.